Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show for Monday, the 4th of July. Thanks for your company on 1170 SEN Sydney and wherever you're listening on the SEN app. If you'd like to get in touch, Monday mornings is the time to do it on the open line, 1300 01 1170. We open up the lines and you can go open slather. You can also text me on 0457 736 736 and follow us on Twitter at Matty White SEN. The weather, the heavy rain continues today. Let's be careful out there. Up to 120 millimetres falling around Sydney today. It's going to be windy again. The rest of the week will be wet as well. It will ease by tomorrow, says the Bureau, but showers continuing right throughout the week. Another big weekend of sport. We'll do our snap judgments on round 16 of the NRL soon, but there's a lot going on. Now, Timmy Manor has dried out, finally, after being with me on Saturday at CommBank Stadium for the wettest game of rugby league in years. It was bizarre to see just such a sop out at such a great stadium in CommBank. We'll get Timmy's thoughts on the round and Origin team news as well. Both Queensland and New South Wales will name their team sometime this morning. Now, former Wallaby Tim Horan will join us as well after Australia's gritty win against England in Perth. Did you tune in for this one? Some changes ahead for Dave Rennie for Game 2. Adam Peacock from the Saturday Morning Mowers Club. Now, the boys were in fine form on the weekend. Adam will join me a bit later to talk about that. And we'll head over to New Zealand to chat with Mark Stafford, Staffy from SENZ, as we always do on a Monday morning. What a homecoming for the Warriors. On the sports scoreboard this morning, let's start with tennis and the man of the moment, Nick Kyrgios. Well, he's returning to the big dance. As day seven wraps up at Wimbledon, the schedule is now out for tomorrow. Kyrgios will be first up on centre court in his fourth round match against America's Brandon Nakashima. So this is later tonight going into tomorrow. Kyrgios looking to make the quarterfinals for just the second time at the All England Club. He meets a 20-year-old American who's playing just his second Wimbledon tournament and is in the fourth round for the first time in his career. So the draw is opening up for Nick Kyrgios. He will face Alex de Minaur in the quarters if they both win their fourth round matchup. So that'll be Aussie v Aussie. Jason Kubler is also on that side of the draw and he's going for the quarters. If he makes it through, he'll likely face Rafael Nadal's on that side of the draw. So we could have three Aussies playing in the four quarterfinal spots in the bottom half of the draw. And another over in the women's, Ila Tomljanovic is the last remaining Australian in the ladies' singles. She's got Elise Cornet in round four and they'll be on court too. The men's tournament has lost a major draw card this morning. Carlos Alcaraz knocked out in four sets by Italy's Jannik Sinner. And also this morning, Novak Djokovic beat Dutchman Tim van Rijthoven 6-2, 4-6, 6-1, 6-2. So no Novak meets Sinner now in the quarters. Plenty to talk about around Wimbledon and, of course, Nick Kyrgios v Stefanos Tsitsipas in the previous round. Formula One, a night of terrifying crashes at Silverstone at the British Grand Prix. Alfa Romeo's Zhou Guanyu was flipped upside down on lap one after a crazy start to the race.
It's lights out and away we go. Sainz gets away well, as does Lando Norris, as does Lewis Hamilton, who's already ahead of Charles Leclerc and Max Verstappen into Abbey, takes the lead ahead of Carlos Sainz, and at the back that's George Russell out of this race, who's finished in the top five in every race this season, but he's out by the time they get to turn one. Off the track there goes Charles Leclerc and rounds the corner. Lewis Hamilton battling away with Charles Leclerc, who's on the inside, and the red flag has now come out to make racing redundant.
Yeah, the car was upside down that went through the gravel. Looks like it might have righted if that was George Russell's car that was upside down. Yeah, there's marks on the rollover.
I think it's Zhou Guanyu who's also involved with this.
So certainly something in the background went into the gravel upside down. George Russell running over to see if he can help.
So here is the race start. Zhou Guanyu starting in ninth place. The red and white Alfa Romeo. Nicholas Latifi gets in between him and George Russell. Gasly backs out. There's the initial content. That's where the car then is upside down onto the gravel, and then it flips and tries to right itself. And as it does so, that's by the barriers, and then it goes over the tyre barrier and into the catch fencing. So he was actually, Martin, upside down, as you can see, in the roll hoop and the halo very much doing its job before the car digs in, and you do not ever want to see accidents like that.
And it's very, very rare that you do see accidents like that. So they painted the picture there. Well, the car slides off the track. It flips over the safety barriers into the catch fencing. Now, there's a gap between the safety barriers and the fence, and that's where Ganyu landed. On the other side of that fence, spectators. Another metre or so higher, that car could have gone straight into the crowds who were sitting there watching at that turn. Ganyu very lucky to walk away. They all are. But there's no question, the hoop above his head, the roll hoop, and the halo in front of him saved his life. He was upside down from the moment contact was made, and then he flipped. And this is one that F1 will take a deep look at, because cars airborne and heading straight for the crowds, it could have ended in disaster. Only 14 cars finished the race. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz won it, his first in Formula One. Daniel Ricciardo finished 13th out of the points again. There was also a shocking crash in Formula Two, where two cars made contact. Now, one was pushed off the track, but when it re-entered, it hit what they call a sausage curb. So it just became airborne as well. It fires up into the air and spears straight back into the side of the other car as it comes back down and lands onto the track proper. Again, somehow the two drivers managed to walk away, but safety is a big focus in motorsport this morning. I'll have more on that in my Monday motorsport wrap, thanks to Ryko Filters, a little bit later. In golf this morning, the PGA Tour, the John Deere Classic, has wrapped up a win to JT Poston at 21 under. He beat a couple of others who were stranded on 18 under, so a pretty good win there. Cam Davis, the best of the Aussies, at 15 under, a third round 65. Got him in contention, and he finished with a round of 68, so three under for the day. In AFL across the weekend, the GWS Giants beat Hawthorn 11-6, 72 to 7-8, 50. The Sydney Swans went down to Essendon, the Bombers winning that one 15-5, 95 to 12, 14, 86. So the Swans are 8th on the ladder, the Giants 13th. Melbourne still on top, one win clear of Geelong, Brisbane and Fremantle. In netball, the West Coast Fever claimed their first ever Super Netball crown, beating the Vixens, the Melbourne Vixens, 70-59. The Fever had finished runners-up twice, but they won the title in front of a record crowd over there, just under 14,000. And as I said, rugby union, well, the Wallabies beat England 30-28 in Perth on Saturday night. Talk about against the odds. Quade Cooper goes down with a calf injury just before the match. They literally went over to his locker, grabbed his number 10 jumper and gave it to Noah Lolasio. They said, "You're on." Noah gets on just minutes before the match starts. There were injuries along the way. Tom Banks with a badly broken arm, a send-off as well, but they still managed to get it done. It sets up a big one this Saturday night at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. There was so much sport on across the weekend, hard to get your head around it all. And, of course, plenty of talking points to come out of rugby league.